All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Facebook, good morning, TikTok, and good morning, Anchor. This is Dr. Nichols with your sermon topic. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for joining. Come on in. If I can just get me one in, we are ready to rock and roll. Because you know where one is, or where two is rather, there God is in the midst of it. So we will definitely move forward. I got a message for you today. Come on in. Come on in. Here we go. Come on in. Thank you. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. I'm glad to be back on the air on a Sunday morning. I missed you guys on Sunday mornings. I've just been going through a few things, but you know what? I'm back. I am back. Thank God. Thank God. I am back. And I definitely want us to go ahead so we can go on and get started, give you about another 30 seconds for some more people to come on. Thank you all so much for joining. And those who are joining this morning, I want you to do me a favor. When I get ready to call out the points, I need someone to really and truly type them up for me on the screen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you all so much for joining. Thank you all so much for joining. I appreciate you joining. All right. All right. All right. We got enough in here. Hey, we got five. Let's go. Father, we thank you this morning for all that you have done. We thank you this morning, God, for allowing us to rise again. We thank you, Lord, for my wife, my children, my grandchildren, God. We thank you for my mom, God. We thank you for all of our family members, Father God. We thank you for my in-laws, God. We thank you for our family and friends, God. We thank you for those who are watching right now and those who will be watching later or listening later. We thank you, God, that your word is going to go out and not return void, but it is going to do what it has been purposed to do and what it has been planned to do, God. We thank you right now, God. I decrease as you increase. Speak through me under the unction of the Holy Ghost. And I ask right now, God, that you continue, God, to just pour down your blessings within us, God, and continue, God, to stir up the gifts within us, God, no matter what we may be facing or what we may be going through, God. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and that are the call according to your purpose, God, and to your plans. We thank you right now, God. We give your name all of the glory and all of the honor that is due unto you. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your name that we pray this prayer without a speck of doubt, but all in faith. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And thank you all so much for joining. And I'm so glad to be back with you all. I thank God for you. All right. Now this morning, we're going to dive straight into this word this morning. And the word, I want you to go back. First of all, I want you to go back and read Psalms 139, the entirety of it. But I'm going with verse 14 through 16. Very, very, very powerful Psalm that David wrote. And he says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw me, saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. My topic today, and I want you to hear me clearly, my topic today, if being your authentic self hurts others, direct them to the ER or urgent care. Let me say it one more time for those in the back, and I need you to listen. I need someone to type that up. If being your authentic self hurts others, direct them to the ER or urgent care. And I literally mean that wholeheartedly, because sometimes people want to mold you and shape you into who they think you should be. But see, God designed you with him in mind. God designed you with him in mind. And one thing about it is this right here. One thing about it is this here. When God is in it, you will always win it. You will always win it. But I think that oftentimes we tend to allow others to dictate where we're going, how we're going to do it, and who is going to be on the journey. Well, let me explain something to you. Absolutely nobody has that right to tell you how to live your life, especially when God is in your life. Come on, somebody. When God is in your life, God is trying to show you some things. God is trying to illustrate who He is in you, but you got to allow God to lead you and not other people leading you. Come on, somebody. So if being your authentic self hurts others, direct them to the ER or urgent care, because it ain't got nothing to do with you at all. Point number one, someone type this up. Point number one, stop letting others define the divine in you. Stop letting others define the divine in you. Real simple, real simple. Listen, sometimes we look for a person to give us a stamp of approval. But let me explain something to you. You don't need anybody's approval or stamp to do what God has ordained you to do. See, we want to be in the in crowd. God is not in the in crowd. Matter of fact, God separates us. God puts us in an isolated position for a reason sometimes. And I've always said this here, isolation brings elevation. God can't elevate you around everybody and everything. Sometimes He got to pull you back. And when other people come to you and they say, well, you know, well, you acting different. I'm not acting different. First of all, I don't get paid to act yet. Come on, somebody. See, I don't get paid to act at all. I'm just saying, when you have your call from God, your assignment from God, and a call doesn't necessarily have to be from a pulpit perspective. See, when people say that they're called to certain things, everybody thinks it's always about the church building. Everybody thinks it's always behind the pulpit. God uses all of us in multiple ways, and He's going to use us in different ways. You can't do what I do, and I can't do what you do. You know why? I wasn't called to do it your way. You weren't called to do it my way. The most critical thing that I can really remember that really transformed my life was when I just stopped listening to a lot of garbage that other people had to say, things that they think that I should be doing with my life. And when I cut them off, because, oh, well, you're a pastor, so you should do this and you shouldn't do this here. No. What I'm going to need for you to do is go have several seats. You should sit down. You should not be talking to me. You should not come between what me and God has already ordained for me to do. That's what you should not be doing. See, when people try to tell you how to conduct yourself according to what tradition has taught them, you begin to stay stagnant, and you can't grow in a traditional religious mindset. You will never grow the way that God wants you to grow. You will forever stay stagnant doing what other people want you to do versus doing what God called you to do. So again, point number one is stop letting others define the divine in you. Can't nobody tell you about you, but the God that's in you, letting you know where He needs you to go, who He needs you to talk to, and what He needs you to do. And that's what you should be focusing in on. Point number two, someone type this up. Point number two, be selective who you allow in your life and your next chapter. Be selective who you allow in your life and your next chapter. I don't know who this is for, but I'm going to say it. You don't need to take that person into the next chapter because God is trying to take you to the next level, but you keep bringing the person in the next chapter. And that's why God has not blessed you the way that he wants to, because that person is not supposed to be a part of that journey. That chapter was supposed to have been closed, but you still have it open for some odd reason. You still have that chapter open for some odd reason. And God ain't in it. You keep wanting God to be in it, but God ain't in it. And yes, I said ain't. I sure did. Listen, God ain't nowhere in it. You keep trying to bring God in a situation that he's trying to bring you out of, and you're trying to put a stamp on it and say, well, if it's God's will, you know that it's not God's will. You already know this, but you still playing games. You're still playing games. You know that that chapter was supposed to be closed, but you keep putting the bookmark. Come on, somebody. You keep putting the bookmark right there as though that you're about to pick up from where you left off. Remove the bookmark. Remove the bookmark. Come on, somebody. Remove the bookmark. Stop trying to hold a position that is no longer available. Come on, come on. Stop trying to hold a position in your life for someone that is no longer available. It is finished. It is finished. But you got to know that it is finished. But it got to start right in your mind and your heart, and you got to activate that thing. You got to know that it is finished. I understand that you're scared to move forward. I get it. But what I don't get is you not trusting God to remove who he told you to remove. You not trusting God to close the chapter that he told you to close. And you already know that he told you to close it. But you keep playing games. And you're going to also keep getting the same thing when you keep playing the same game. It is what it is. It's time to close that chapter. And it's time for the new one to begin. Today is your day. Today is your day. TNT, today, not tomorrow. TNT, today, not tomorrow. Okay? Start today. Make that declaration to God. God, I heard you clear, and I wasn't obedient, and I repent, and I will not repeat moving forward. God, I heard you clear, and I will not repeat, but I'm repenting. Repenting means not to repeat an offense. Because it's offensive when you're not listening to God. It's offensive when you're not paying attention to what he's telling you. It's offensive when you're not doing what God told you to do, but you're asking him for what you want. But God is going to always give you what you need. Your wants would never supersede God's needs that he is trying to supply for you. You're looking at a situation. God is looking beyond. That's why he told you to close the chapter. But some of y'all are still trying to act like y'all stuck like Chuck. But you're not. You're just hard-headed. I said it, I chastised you this morning. You're hard-headed. Hard head make a soft behind. You're hard-headed. You don't want to pay attention. You don't want to listen. You got to listen and do what God called you to do. You got to do what God called you to do. Point number three, be comfortable and confident in God's plans concerning your life. Be comfortable and confident in God's plans concerning your life. If you're not comfortable and content with what God has spoken in this season, you never trusted him in the first place. You just wanted things from him. You didn't want directions. You just wanted things. Let me say it again. Sometimes people only want what is convenient for them at that moment. But I want everything that God has for me. So that means that if I got to go through to get to the next level, I'm going through. And I'm not looking back, and I'm definitely not staying stagnant. Some nephew, and I'm definitely not staying stagnant. Yeah. Thank you for the roses. That's right, give me my flowers while I live, nephew. But yes. See, a lot of you all are staying stagnant because you all are listening to the media and all of this hype stuff or whatever. Listen. Sometimes you have to get off of social media and begin to socialize with God and have an intimate relationship with God and have a personal relationship so that God can help develop you in this season of your life. God wants to do a new thing in you, but he can't do it with you not closing chapters and removing people. Some of y'all are scared to remove people for some odd reason. God has showed you, I don't know how many times, and you still sitting there acting like, oh, they gonna change. Oh, he just going through a season. Oh, she gonna change. I'm trusting God. My boss is just tripping for temporary right now. They gonna change. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna change in your mind. Your mind is gonna change you to believe that foolishness and not accept everything that God has for you. That's the only thing that's going to change. Y'all got to stop being afraid. Good morning. Y'all got to stop being afraid of change. Change is not always bad. Change is actually a good thing. And it helps stretches you. And it also helps move you to your next level. When I'm in the gym and when I'm stretching, it doesn't feel so good sometimes. But I know by me stretching, I'm able to loosen the muscles so that when I get ready to work out, then I'll be able to build upon that muscle, stretching it, growing it. Some of y'all don't like to be stretched because you're so comfortable in the same positions over and over and over again, not getting a different result. You're not getting a different result because you're afraid to stretch. You're afraid to stretch. It's time to stretch. This is your day. It's time to stretch. Time to get that spiritual workout in, because a lot of people do not want to stretch their faith and believe that by them stretching their faith, it causes God to elevate you to the next level. Praise God. You said my change has been a blessing. Had to let go of not getting a different result. That's right. Because if you don't let go, you're not going to get no results that's going to be in your favor. Absolutely not one. It's time to let it go. Point number four. Everybody may never understand you, but you need to understand your purpose from God. Let me say it again. Everybody may never understand you, but you need to understand your purpose from God. If you don't know you, how you expect somebody else to know you? If you don't love you, how you expect someone else to love you? If you don't respect yourself, how you gonna let someone else respect you? You're not even respecting yourself. See, when people come in and they start disrespecting you, and you just keep on watering that seed, and you just keep on accepting it, and to my will, I'm just praying to the Lord. There are some times that I ain't praying to the Lord about that. I'm about to check you. That part. Yeah, I'm about to check you before you wreck yourself. Yeah. There's certain things that I'm not going to pray about. You coming crazy, and I'm going to just say, Lord, stop. Let them stop talking crazy. Lord, I'm a work in progress. I ain't there yet. There you have it. I'm a work in progress. I am a WIP. WIP. I'm not there yet. And everybody who act like they are there yet, you are lying to yourself. Let the right person hit the right nerve. Yeah. We're human. I'm not using it as an excuse. Some people be talking about, oh, you trying to use it as an excuse to show out? No, I'm just going to show. Well, you show up acting crazy. I'm going to show up, and I may return a little bit of the energy. Not a whole lot. I ain't going to let you take me all the way there. I'm going to go there for a moment just to let you understand I'm saved, not soft. Let's not get it twisted. I'm a preacher, not a punk. Let's not get it twisted. Get your alphabets together. Get yourself together. Just because I'm humble does not make me weak. Just because I come direct to you doesn't mean I'm disrespectful. See, a lot of people can't handle when someone in my position pop back off. See, when I pop back off, I'm going to educate you too at the same time and let you understand. You tried it. That's cute. Let me go ahead and correct you real quick and let you understand what I don't accept. Let me set these boundaries for you real quick because you didn't know. But you're going to know today. You're going to know today. Make today that last and final day for you to do that one. Or it won't be no repeat. Give you grace today. But I'm going to stop you today too. See, some of y'all let stuff grow like mold. And it begins to deteriorate the insides of you and who you're supposed to be because you let so many people in to dictate your behavior, to dictate the narrative of your life. That's all I'm saying. Point number five, stop trying to fit others' expectations of you and walk in your God-given authority. Again, stop trying to fit others' expectations of you and walk in your God-given authority. Now, God gave you authority, but yet and still you walking on eggshells. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. I don't know who that is. Keep trying to come on live. I don't do live statements with folks when I'm on live. Just saying. Thank you for wanting to come in, but not today ain't today. But yeah. Stop trying to fit others' expectations of you and walk in your God-given authority. See, God has given you authority and given you power, and then you giving it over to somebody else. What do you do to that? Not in the kingdom. Not a kingdom-minded person. Come on, somebody. See, we walk in authority because we have power. We have power. We have the Holy Spirit within us. We have power. That means that whatever we go in God's name with, it is going to prosper because we're going in his name and doing his will. Let me say that. Don't just go in his name. Go in his name and do his will. And everything that God has for you will be for you. And the devil in hell or his imps can't stop it and can't block it at all. Period. So stop walking in fear and walk in favor and walk in faith. Stop walking in fear. People just tell me all the time, oh yeah, well, Doc, I don't know if you're going to be able to do all that, you know, because you just need to keep your 9-to-5. I kept my 9-to-5, a 3-to-11, 11-to-7, a 7-to-7. I had all of them for over 20-some years. I did that until God says, now that you have went through the fire, now that you have seen things that I wanted you to see, now it's time for you to open up your own. And I did. 2007. First business, 2018. Second business. And glory be to God, I got to get his testimony. I have just signed all 7 contracts with the state of Georgia. DFACS, Department of Family and Children's Services. Our agency has been selected. We had 2, but our agency have been selected now to have 7 contracts. We were in 6 counties. Now we are in 14 counties. I went from staff of 5, 6 to 20. To God be the glory for all of the things that he has done and that he is continuing to do in my life. And I'm boasting in God, not at me. I'm boasting in God because I know what I went through to get here. I went through the mud to get this. But glory be to God, 7. And it doesn't stop there. The courts here in this county has deemed us number 1 mentoring program here in Douglasville, Georgia. 2 contracts with them. Glory be to God. One other person or one other agency is working now on the other contract that they want to give us as well here in Douglasville. That would be the 10th one. The 10th one. To God be the glory. Because see, I didn't let nobody stop me. You can run your mouth and tell me all this extra stuff. I'm not listening to that foolishness. I'm not. I know better and I do different. See, when you know better, you do different. But see, God had already spoke to me on what he wanted me to do before I even opened the first business. Because I wrote the vision and made it real plain and simple. I still got it. Still got it to this day in my garage, sitting there in that suitcase. I wrote everything that's going on now in 2002. And here we are, 2023. If you just trust God and wait while you are working, hear me clearly, if you just wait on God while you are working, you have everything that you've been waiting for and more. God will put your name in rooms that you don't have to be in, and that's what happened with me. Praise God. That's what happened to me. My name was in the room, and I wasn't. But afterwards, I was in the room being a part of. Come on, somebody. Look at God. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. My strength has been renewed over the years. Not just because of no contract, but over the years, because God was preparing me. Because now I was looking like, where am I going to get all these folk from? Where am I going to do this? And he made a way. He made a way. My last point, then I'm going to talk some more about that. My last point. Number 6, alleviate all fear, trauma, and self-doubt from your mind. Alleviate all fear, trauma, and self-doubt from your mind. Your mind is a terrible thing to waste. Your mind is somewhere God needs to be in at all times. Your mind needs to be full of God's promises. Your mind needs to be clear of all drama. Your mind is the very thing that God uses to help cultivate the gifts that he has for you. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. That's what God does. Hold on, Facebook and TikTok. Anchor, thank you so much for joining. I will see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Share the audio if it was a blessing to you. And again, thank you all so much for joining. Be blessed, but never stressed. This is Dr. Nichols signing off.